Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Genesis chapter 4, verse 26. To Seth also a son was born, and he called his name Enosh. At that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. This is the last verse in chapter 4. It follows two chapters of, well, the introduction of sin into the world, all of the effects of sin in man and woman, their relationship with each other, their relationship with God. And then in chapter 4, we see this picture of Cain killing Abel, murder between brothers. I mean, this is a world that we are familiar with, a world of sin and evil and suffering and death. It was not the original design. It's not what Genesis 1 and 2 is about, but as a result of sin, of our disobedience to God's word, God's ways, we are separated from him and we experience all of these disastrous effects of sin. But here at the end of chapter 4, we see this picture of another son. So you had Cain and Abel, and another son born, Seth. And to Seth was born a son named Enosh. And then it says, at that time, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. The language there literally is they began to seek God in worship. And this is our great need. It is what we will see all throughout the story of Scripture from this point on. When people call upon the name of the Lord, there is grace to be found. There's mercy to be found. There's hope, there's restoration, there's reconciliation, there's so much good that comes from calling upon the name of the Lord. And the exact opposite is also true. When we don't call on the name of the Lord, when we don't seek God in worship, then there are all kinds of disastrous effects. So this is where, in a sense, like every day, we have this choice before us. And Genesis chapter 4, verse 26 just beckons us every day. Call upon the name of the Lord. Seek him. This is where life is found. This is where good is found. This is where grace is found. Like, we are all still prone to wander, but when we wander, call upon the name of the Lord. Seek him. Return to him. So God, today in prayer, right now, whether it's at the beginning of the day, for some people who are listening to this, very first thing, at the end of the day, or somewhere in the middle, God, we are calling on your name. We are seeking you. We need you. We need your grace. We need your mercy. We need your help. We need your forgiveness. And we praise you that you promised to give us all these things when we call upon your name. So God, please, please, please keep us from living lives that don't call upon your name. Like, all day long, help us to look to you. Help us to cry out to you. Help us to pray without ceasing, to call upon your name day after day after day and moment after moment after moment. When we sin, to repent, to turn to you, to call out for your grace and know that we receive it. When we're walking through challenges, to call upon your name for help and know that we will receive it. When we experience joys, to call upon your name in worship and praise and thanksgiving, and to know that you are honored in this. God, make us people who continually call on your name. May that be the story of our lives, of the churches we're a part of, that we were individuals, that we were people who called upon your name, who sought you. And we trust that when this is true, that we will experience your grace, your goodness, your love, your mercy, your provision, just as you promise when we call upon your name. Your provision in ways far beyond what we could ask or imagine when we call on you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for the privilege of calling upon you. Help us to take advantage of this privilege all day long. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.